This is Kevin.
And Ray.
And this is Scenic City Solar Radio. Welcome back. This week, we've got something very special for y'all. We're going to be talking about evolution. I know you're thinking, wait a minute, what does evolution and solar have to do? Well, it's just like any other technology. We're going to look back at where solar has come from, some things you might have actually seen or heard or learned in the past, and we're going to talk about where it is today, as well as where it's going in the future. So when we start talking about the evolution of solar, one of my first dealings with solar was as a kid. I was probably in seventh or eighth grade, and we did a science project where we got a mini solar panel that was like 3 inches or 5 inches, and it connected to a little fan, and we had to take popsicle sticks and build a tower for it. So this fan would be like a fan that you would see out in a farm field. And that's how far back it goes for me. And I won't tell you how old I am, but it's way too old. But so Ray, when you started in solar 6+ years ago, tell us about the technology that you had then.
Yeah. So when I first got into solar, you know, the solar panels were mainly silver, and the actual silicon product in there was a blue. You could see each and every layer. It looked more like a particle board type solar panel. They were very heavy, very thick, and really didn't put out a whole bunch of wattage. Even when I started 6+ years ago, the lowest panel wattage was about 200 watt per panel. I recently saw some panels that were installed about 20 years ago that are 50 watts per panel. If anybody's familiar with Finley Stadium here in Chattanooga, there are some pretty neat looking carports on the backside for parking. There are about 3,000 of these 50 watt modules that are still in service today, producing a little bit of power each. And hopefully they'll actually be expanding that to larger wattage panels pretty soon. But in my short career, I've seen panels go from 200 watt to now there are 800 watt solar panels out there. Black on black, meaning a black frame, monocrystalline, one solid piece of silicon on inside the panel with a black mat, very sleek. Some can be literally frameless. That'll be as thin as a piece of glass, and some will be as thick as your knuckle. A lot of different uses with panels now. There are bifacial panels, which are panels that collect sun radiation from below. So if you have something that can reflect the light that passes through your panels, you can recollect it. It's growing so much. There's so much new tech out there, even with split cells, which we'll go into another segment someday. But 60 cell to 72 to 144 split cell solar panels. A lot of this probably sounds like Greek, but it's literally taking an old school four-cylinder car, and now we're at the electric vehicle era right now with Teslas driving around everywhere, all silent. Solar panels have literally done the same thing.
Absolutely. And you know that it's very interesting that here in Chattanooga, we do have some solar that is very old, which means Chattanooga in this area is very progressive. And we're thinking about the future and going green and doing all the right things. So let's look at that. Let's do some real quick math for us. So if we have an old system that's maybe 20 years old and they installed it when it was a 50 watt panel and they upgrade now, tell us more about changing. You know, you talked about the size and the weight. What would that actually do to somebody's roof load? What would that do to their power input? And compare that with how many cells they would actually need. Like, you know, if they had the roof covered and it was, a lot of the older, we talk about black on black panels because people want that nice, clean, aesthetic look. The old ones had a silver frame. And it honestly, when you looked at it, it looked like a big piece of metal frame that was, you know, bright silver that tarnishes over time. Tell us more about that, Rick.
Yeah, so we actually do retrofits all the time, replacements, take off old panels, put new panels on. Those customers, business or residential, like, get a choice. They can have the same type of silver frame, but now with the monocrystalline, the nice sleek black cells, or they can do black on black frame with the black cells. When you do that, depending on what size panels you had in the past, what square footage you have, on average, with the same square footage, anything that was installed in the last 10 years, if you take those panels off and put new panels on, you'll probably get twice the output, which would usually necessitate changing your inverter and upgrading your service. But what it will do is give you more bang for the buck for your square footage.
Absolutely. And, you know, anytime we're talking about a new installation, we have to talk about that tax credit. And right now, for residential, commercial, agricultural, it's a 30% tax credit. And when we talk about that, we also have to mention, again, for those folks out there who are nonprofits or work for a nonprofit agency, you can't get a tax credit because you don't pay taxes. So the new Green Deal that was passed last year does offer the incentive, same 30%, but you actually get a check, which is absolutely unbelievable that it can take 30% off your bill. Now, when we start talking about being able to double the amount of power you're creating, plus taking 30% off, this is a straightforward no-brainer. You got to jump on deals like that.
Right. And then to get into the evolution of batteries, you know, 20 years ago, the only real batteries that were available on the market for anything to do with solar, whether it's off-grid, on-grid, offsetting, are the flooded lead-acid batteries, like the ones that you have in the car, has a little cap. You put some water in it every once in a while to make sure that it stays nice and cool. Then it evolved into AGM, glass mat, sealed lead-acid batteries, then lithium. Now we're at ferrophosphate. There's all sorts of new chemistries. There's a new company out on the West Coast that has now developed a 25-year battery with only a 20% depletion rate over 20 years of that 25 with a 15 to 20-year warranty. When I heard that, I called you-know-what, and I had to actually look up the chemistry myself, see it in action, and they are sending Scenic City Solar here locally in Chattanooga a few of these batteries to test out at our own shop. I'd like to see it, touch it, feel it, see it break and fix it before I ever put it into a customer's house. But we've literally gone from flooded lead acid batteries that you have to fill up with water to batteries that you can literally plug in and forget about for 25 years.
Absolutely. That's incredible. There's two really important things there. And when you're saying that we like to get our hands on things here at Scenic City Solar, we do that. And we don't give just anybody a try. It's got to be a good product. The items that we actually stock, that we keep on hand, that we're installing, we've tested not only them, but other manufacturers. Not saying another manufacturer is not as good. Maybe it just didn't meet the standards that we have at Scenic City Solar. The other part of that is that it is amazing when we talk about batteries and battery storage. And you start looking back at a lead acid battery or, you know, old AA batteries and going into the new things like the Tesla cars and all that stuff and having the ability to go to an EV. And yeah, we know those batteries are heavy, but compared to an old lead acid battery, you'd have to have like a Mack truck full of batteries to run a Tesla. And that's just not efficient. Now, when we look at the new batteries, and a lot of the batteries that we do use are from Generac, and they are a stackable system. You actually get a battery container that can hold up to 6 batteries that we call a full cabinet. Use 3 batteries, it's a half cabinet. So later on, if you decide, hey, you know what, I need a little bit more battery power, it's real simple. It's a plug and play. We just come out, install the battery, make the adjustment on the computer, and off it goes. I mean, how easy is that? And looking at the evolution of how hard would it have been to change the old lead acid batteries or add a few batteries? And how much space would that have been versus like now?
So even today, we still have customers with a specific budget that are not able to afford, say, the lithium batteries or the ferrophosphate batteries and need to go with those lead acid batteries. So now when we have those large off-grid homes or businesses that want to have an off-grid system, but also have a budget and don't want to invest a lot of money in their batteries, we still do these flooded lead acid batteries. They are the equivalent of a small forklift as far as weight. We've installed batteries that where one battery is over 3,000 pounds. Okay, only installed with a forklift, only serviced with a forklift, usually remotely. So forklifts sometimes don't work and you have to get off-road tractors.
Oof. Yeah, and you know, when we're talking about these things, if you want to get a better look, catch us on the web, sceniccitysolar.com. Also, give us a call, 423-600-9500. And you know, we're talking today about the changes, the evolution. We got a few minutes left, so let's look at What's coming in the future? I mean, we've talked about going from 50 watts to the average we're installing now is over 400. There's 800s on the market. What else are you seeing out there for our future?
Some pretty cool stuff. So there is a patent from a guy I know that is making a solar greenhouse where the glass panels actually have solar collectors in the glass to help power the motors for the fans, the sprayers for the water, and all the lighting. They have little battery cells in each window at the bottom, as well as a fully strung battery component in, say, the corner or in a closet, to where you can have this off-grid greenhouse that is completely autonomous and independent, creates its own power, can power a well pump, and live independently. The glass one is going to be something that I'm very interested in, is having windows with a solar film either in the pane with solar reflectors at the bottom with small capacitors to collect your solar power to feed a panel. That is a small version of the new stuff coming.
That's a game changer. I mean, you know, I just last year replaced my old skylights, and the change is so dramatic. I couldn't imagine how much more efficient that would be to have a skylight or a window being your actual solar panel. That is a total game changer. So other things that we're seeing in that, you know, greenhouse idea, man, that is great. You could do year-round growing and all that kind of cool stuff. And I just need to have a green thumb because I can't keep a false plant alive.
Right. Yeah, the solar can't create a good grower, but it can definitely do a lot. So, you know, the solar panels are a big one. There's, you know, the wind farms are always getting more and more efficient. There are the buoy water collectors that, you know, by bobbing up and down, create a power. There's something called a Leviathan, which is something you can actually disturb a river partially with, have it go through a turbine to create power and then continue to flow through. They're trying to make those more fish and wildlife friendly, but those are coming up. There's also these 360 globe solar collectors that say could float on water that could collect refraction, reflection, UV rays, as well as direct, all strung together on, say, a floating platform that would go to an inverter, charging a battery and providing power for cities. There is so much going on, underwater current transformers, a plethora of new things. The more people out there that are studying this and trying to think of new ideas, every one of those ideas could possibly turn into a future power producer.
That's fantastic. And, you know, the one thing we also want to touch on here at the end is don't wait for the future. Don't wait another 10 years to get solar. Get started on it now. You know, right now we do have that 30% tax credit available. Businesses, if you're out in the REAP zone, call us and ask us what that is. You can qualify for up to a 50%, yes, 50% grant. And that's for agricultural, rural businesses, rural power. Plus, not only do you get the 50%, you also get that 30% tax credit as well. Call us, 423-600-9500. Catch us online, sceniccitysolar.com. So I know we've got about a minute or so left, Ray. And it's amazing looking back at a 50-watt cell and a huge battery and comparing it now to the small stuff that we have that is much better, much lighter. And it's so amazing what's coming in the future. Anything you want to add for this?
I would say keep an open mind. I like to use second or third generation. Usually things that are brand new on the market, there will be competitors out there trying to perfect those. It's pretty much why people have patents. Learning something, making it better. Learning something, making it better. So a lot of the solar inverters, solar panels are where they are right now because they've bettered old product. So I would say keep your eyes open. Look for trusted name brands with lots of reviews and go with something like that. Call Scenic City Solar, 423-600-9500 and look us up.
All right, that's it for the day. We'll catch you guys the next time.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.